Excellent. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, it's a little in and out, but I can hear you very well.
Well, that's what counts, right?
we'll all try to talk loud. Thanks for joining us from far away, wherever you are. We'll do the usual thing, but I don't know if everybody knows Brandon. Jan joined us today too, so Brandon is one of our new board members.
Oh,
also,
hi.
Also
yeah.
An old,
old
acquaintance friend of mine. So,
nice to meet you.
Morning.
Thank you.
Who don't you know? This is, we'll just go around the room real quick.
That works for me.
Gary, you want to start? That's all you're going to say about yourself?
Yeah. Usually people get mad if I can't open again.
Gary Jones, a former board member, longtime volunteer, keeps us going, does all the volunteer work no one else wants to do. Man behind the scenes.
Great. Thank you. I'm Andrew. I work here. I was an intern last year. I work part-time.
Speak to the people who are in remote locations.
Andrew, the part-time employee here at the farm, and that's about it. That's who I am and what I do.
John Darby.
I'm Jan Lyman, and I just do some community wording right now.
One of our long-term volunteers and former board member as well, right?
True.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Allison Earle, executive director.
And that says it all. Candace Huggins, and I work here on Thursdays to help Allison out.
Ellen Gibb, board member, summer kitchen, co-chief, chef with Gary.
Tammy Bray.
Yeah, Tammy, how are you?
Okay, there you go.
Awesome. So we'll go down our list.
So John, why don't you, because Judy and Amanda, I don't think, have been to the Uber meetings before, so be very clear about what we're doing with the organizational chart and going through each of the program areas and giving an update.
Sure. So kind of the purpose of this meeting is to go through all the different aspects of what we do at the farm, kind of update everybody on what's been happening, what's in the plans, to give an opportunity to communicate with others about ideas and things like that, needs, and just to kind of keep everybody on the same page as to what we're doing here, in some sense why we're doing it, and also what we have coming up in the future. So if those of you on the phone can't hear at some point, just give us a shout to speak up, or if you got something to say, please say it. So we'll go down the org chart with a few other things added in there. We have a section at the end called Other. So if you have some other things you want to talk about or questions or things you think we should address, then please bring them in. We try to keep this meeting to an hour, so we'll get out of here at 10. So we'll go through some of this fairly quickly, and if we need to stop and linger on something, we can. So Community Gardens, Tammy is also our Community Gardens coordinator. She's going to lead us off with what's been up in the gardens. You know what? I had it backwards. But yeah, go ahead. Why don't you start, and then we'll go in the community.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't read my own list.
Right now, we are working on finishing. We had a work night last night on clearing those paths and mulching them so they're more clear. And some of the stakes have been moving so that people can get and actually use those throughway with wheelbarrows and things. And for the most part, you can see everybody has their goods. Produce going out there. We have two plots up here that someone had rented, but I have had contacted by phone, by email, no feedback.
It's Piper's plots.
Yeah, so I did send him an email beginning of the week or the end of last week and left him know that was relinquished and so that we would re-rent those.
Sounds good.
I just have to either dig through those, because I don't really want to rent them to somebody all grown up like they are, or I don't know if it's possible to kill them, or
we can talk about that offline.
And potluck scheduled for next Wednesday. I'm trying to keep the community. I was on vacation, so just coming back and trying to put the community on. I didn't onboard. Considering whether or not that's something else I wanted to ask you is, July, would that be a good time to maybe do offer a mini workshop to the gardeners for second plantings? Since my understanding in the past is there's quite a few people who stop and that may be why they do.
Yeah.
So that would be a good time to put that in, and maybe some of them would then know what to do. I know they're getting a sense that there is coordination and cooperation among people in the gardens that with pest control and that type of thing, they are talking back and forth and offering and helping one another and ideas. And so
yeah.
I just continue to more or less get a feel, too, for what community they already have going out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the timing is good. It's a question of what kind of interest you have out there. And so maybe let's talk about that.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're referring to me teaching that? Or do you have someone else out there that wants to...
I was looking to you.
Okay.
Unless you had a suggestion of somebody else.
I don't have a suggestion of someone else out there. But,
I'm sure I know
what about Wilson?
You could get some input from folks that are out there as well who have done it and do it. So I felt, too, it was possible that maybe you could get some gardeners to do it for the other gardeners.
A roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd probably
and that
be a little
may
easier.
Be a good community piece anyway to do it that way. Because I keep, through emails and things, trying to enhance that and just remind people that, you know, we're all there to, if somebody needs something, call on each other, or they can use me as the contact point, whether I can help or put the word out to do it that way.
Okay. Well, let's look at dates and look at possibilities. We'll talk next about community ed, and the summer classes are sort of, we're not getting a ton of interest in the summer classes.
Okay.
So, I don't want to plan a whole workshop out and then have two people show up, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe if it's more of like a discussion night.
That's how, because I'm not getting, whether or not to incorporate with a potluck.
Yeah.
That might be a possibility too, because I'm not getting a lot of response. The first work morning we had in June, I guess it was June, for the paths, I think there were four of us. Five of us.
Yeah, but I'd help with the
path.
I was thinking
of something you were doing.
Just
working
in the garden.
She's more support. Last night, no one showed up, but Isaac was out there. He willingly jumps in. John, another guy who came out to do some things, Isaac helped him and then said, will you jump in with our community work for some time? And he helped. So we had three of us, and Isaac's girls were helping lay the cardboard. And
nice.
So we ended up with a little group, and, you know,
awesome.
that's all good. So I'm going to put another one for Sunday morning, because quite a few people do come out Sunday morning. And then we'll have it finished.
Cool.
So that piece will be done. There's one other thing.
Tammy, you had asked me about the after-school therapeutic group and the status of that. So I just heard back yesterday. They were having some problems getting approval from the bureaucratic powers that be, and the other partnerships kind of fell through. So what they've done is the family that was at the gardening class with Monica has taken it over for the season.
Nice.
So, and Suzanne and I had met with Tim Rutter to check on the finances. It kind of jumped the gun getting money for a program that wasn't approved yet, and he very graciously just said, keep it until next year when you can get that going.
Mm-hmm.
So she's disappointed, and her whole group is disappointed, and they're making the best of it.
Could we possibly have, like, a day where they come out and
it's
do
all had
else
to do with liability insurance. So that was the whole thing.
And if maybe we could at some point in the season, they could have a day out and we could just, like, be around the garden, see what everybody's doing, that would keep their interest, and they'd see what's coming for next year.
You have her contact information.
Okay.
Remind me again what the school was. What was the...
There's a behavioral health after-school program in New York City. And the program director wanted to get the kids having some horticultural therapy.
Right.
And so rented a garden plot, and we approached Rutter's Farm Stores for some financial support for transportation and equipment and seeds and stuff. And everything was going great, but then she couldn't get final approval from the attorneys at the organization that she works for.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going, the folks that are going to be out there, are they going to use both that are both bots?
I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can check. If I call her about that, I'll check with her and see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then that way they can kind of have those that for next year when they can do it, then they've had both of those.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
All right, we'll move on. Community ed, the couple updates in general. We have, so classes in general through the summer have been sort of languishing. People, I think, are doing other things. We've had to cancel a few classes. We've talked with 7th and George, who we're partnering with, and they're doing cooking classes in the city, and they've been canceling a lot of their cooking classes for the same reason. So I think in general, like Monday, I have a foraging class, on Monday evening. I have no one signed up for that right now. The insect identification class doesn't have anyone signed up. The cooking for eggplant, which is coming up, has 4 people signed up so far.
And we said we'd call that on the 10th, right?
Yeah, so we'll reevaluate that then. But so we have, like, this is sort of our slow season class-wise. We have Penn State Extension is doing their Small Farm Dream class. Starting this month, that's a multiple class session. That's filled up, and they had a waiting list, so they're doing another session in, I believe, October. So that's a good thing. The Forest Garden Design class with Dave Jaggi is going well. We've got 8 folks signed up with 4 months to go to get that filled in. And, yeah, so busy planning for that, doing... did a site visit last week and went through all the design sites for that course. We're going to be doing base mapping with the interns. Hopefully they're going to help with that in the next few weeks, or some training for them. I might pick your brain if I have base map questions.
Yeah. I don't know if you have GIS capabilities, but that's something that I could offer.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you offline for that. And
okay.
See if... it's been a while since I've done base mapping, so...
You might want to check with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure. It's true. It's
actually
probably the freshest base mapper.
Yeah, she's the freshest one. That's true. So we're going to hear about that in a second.
You forgot to include that when you said I'm executive director.
No, that was implied.
Was that volunteering, Allison?
Did I tell you that I advertised it with the folks at the Nature Center in Cape May when I was down there?
You did, yeah. That's awesome.
So, John, I wanted to follow up on last month's Uber meeting. We got a lot of feedback about marketing for the community education events. So John and I created a calendar of how many months out. There was like a 1 month out, 2 weeks out, 1 week out. And so we now have a consistent method for getting things advertised in the places that we find it's useful, like Facebook and the Courier.
Yeah.
And we were looking at possibly running an ad in the Courier that we pay for fall classes to see if that had any effect on what we were doing.
Yeah.
So we did take those suggestions from last month's group and incorporate them into our day-to-day efforts.
Yeah, when the Courier does articles on our classes, like, we get a huge bump from that. So clearly people are reading that. And, we often get people, when I ask folks in the classes, how'd you hear about the class? I hear the Courier all the time, which surprises me, but it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I apologize. Is that a York paper?
It's the Community Courier.
It's Engel Publishing, the local community free distributed.
Okay.
There's probably a Donegal Mount Joy one.
Okay. Yeah, it's the regional, but
okay.
A lot of times the articles will cross into the other. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know what Marietta gets.
Probably like the merchandiser.
Yeah,
the
merchandiser is the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
John, I had a question when you said about the Penn State program.
Uh-huh.
Are they willing, or are they putting any advertising out to those folks then about like the internship and incubator?
So one of the nights of that class here, I'm actually in the class talking about what we do and giving them a full tour. So, yeah, we're marketing to that. And some of our interns are taking that class.
Okay.
So that class is basically set up, it's sort of the precursor to like a business planning course where it's sort of like, hey, I think I want to be a farmer. What does that mean from a business standpoint? And that course is kind of designed to make you say, oh, yeah, I actually want to do this, or no, that's not what I was thinking. So, Do you want to talk about Summer Kitchen at all, Ellen?
Well, I don't know if this group can make the decisions, but Allison had connected, well, Jill Oles, who is a homeschooler advocate, is friends with Ellie Bob Shoemaker, who's a friend of the York County Parks, which is the best way to put it. She's like this vibrant 83-year-old woman who just her brain is just going. And her big thing is, and then they connected with Allison, who connected with Gary and I, to go find out about this request that Eleanor had. SPOOM, S-P-O-O-M, is the Society for the Preservation of Old Mills, but Grist Mills mostly. And this is an international conference that will be held in New York in October. And so since York County and Lancaster County have a lot of grist mills that are still open, Eleanor had this idea that wouldn't it be great to use this as an opportunity to connect the community, education through the homeschoolers, Horn Farm through the agriculture, and Gary jump in, because Gary was at the meeting with me, and then the mills and how all that tied together back in the 18th and 19th centuries. So Gary and I met with Jill and Eleanor last week to find out the details. It is a really interesting program, but it's going to require whether or not Horn Farm wants to be part of it, and then we'll have to have volunteers to help with things. That's not something that Gary and I could do just by ourselves. It does fit in with sort of the Horn Farm mission with connecting with the community and the education and the agriculture piece. Jill will have to see if she can get 10 students, which she doesn't think will be a problem, and they're adult chaperones. And it's a 7-week, one day a week, but it's a couple hours a day, project leading up to this conference. So one day would be at the Horn Farm, just learning about gardening and agriculture and the summer kitchen and how people lived and see the bees and things like that, all the parts of farming. There would be a day at a one-room school to learn about education. There would be a day at the grist mill and Wallace Cross down by Crossroads below Felton is the mill. So tying this all together, and then the students would come back, and that would be a two-hour day. Then the students would come back a couple weeks later to learn about the Squirrel Tail Oven and the Summer Kitchen and baked bread.
And
we were going to make a...
And pick apples.
And pick apples and... see our, you know, cider press, and maybe we could get the gentleman down the road who does apple butter, you know, he could demonstrate that. I mean, it would be, it's definitely an education thing. And then 2 days before these 110 to 140 participants of the conference are going around on buses to see all these different grist mills. I think there's 8 altogether or 9. The students would come here and bake little loaves of bread, churn some butter, have some honey. What was the other thing?
Apple
butter.
Apple butter. We
just
make
it in a crock pot.
Yeah.
And then serve it to these people and talk about what they learned. And then they would give a presentation the next week to their family and parents and other students and everything at Nixon Park, to talk about what they learned, to see if they could tie this all together. So, Gary and I left the meeting telling the folks there that we would have to see if this was something the Horn Farm wanted to participate in. Eleanor would do all the advertising, and she's got a lot of connections. I mean, if we want the Horn Farm name out there in more places, she'll be somebody that can do that. She has written a book on parks. She was a movie production director, talent scout. I mean, this lady has done a lot of things in her lifetime. So I don't know if something this big has to go to the board, or if we can decide this, or Allison
can
decide this.
Who's coordinating the whole project?
The 4 people that were at the group.
Who's that?
Eleanor, Jill, Gary, and I, and Judy Grove, who is the grist mill.
What date is the event?
The main event is October 13th.
Which would not be here.
But that's at Wallace Creek Mill.
That's at Wallace Creek, so it would not.
The days they would be here are August 25th for 2 hours, and September 22nd for maybe 5 hours. And then October 11th for a couple hours to make bread. And I have a printout of everything if you want to read that, and I noticed that Eleanor did copy you on her notes to Jerry Jones to bring the park in, and somebody to bring in Neff, the one-room schoolhouse, Neff Schoolhouse.
So what does that group of four look like in terms of leadership? Is one, I mean, it's hard to lead with four people.
Well, we each have our responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
Eleanor is marketing and contacting these people. Gary and I are the Horn Farm contact. Judy Grove is the Wallace Creek contact, and Jill is the homeschooler. So Jill's got all the logistics around the students.
As far as ours goes here, our only responsibility is going to be when they bake, what they do, and how they do it,
so,
which is our normal.
So there's a two-hour tour on August 25th and a full day in the Squirrel Tail Oven Summer
yes.
Kitchen on September 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And other than that, it's coordinating and getting volunteers for those 2 days. Do you want to do it?
If we have other people to help. I mean, like, the day they would come to tour the farm in between making bread, you know, if John or
Andrew,
thank you. Adam, I knew wasn't right.
It's all right.
Andrew wanted to tour, talk about the gardens or Tammy, the community gardens or whatever. I'm going to contact Mark, or if there's somebody else I should contact to see who could show them the beehives and talk about how honey, where honey comes from. Gary's going to get some flour. We're hoping Sunny Walls would grind grains for us
yeah.
to make the flour.
And I need a butter churn that could be used.
Doesn't
so
have to
I
be used.
It doesn't have, I mean, it's something that the kids could make butter in. We don't want to do the shake jar method. I'd rather do the butter churn if we can.
I think that's going to be tough.
Well,
again, you're going to run into rules.
So it sounds like you're going to be driving this but
the Horn Farm
for the Horn Farm, but you only want to do it if you have folks to help you.
I want to make sure
so
the powers that be are okay with us doing this. Yeah.
I would think that what you'd want to do is get together like a list of roles you need filled and then give yourself a deadline where you're going to say, if I don't have these people committed to this by X date, then it's not happening.
July 21st is a deadline I arbitrarily picked when I wrote the minutes up.
Right.
That if everybody doesn't know what's going on and has the people they need by then, we call it off.
All right.
Because that's a month before it starts.
Yeah. I'd say definitely, like, don't let it linger. But. So maybe start putting together a list of who you need and what you need.
Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like a lot. To coordinate those 3 days.
It sounds like a lot, but it's not any different than what we normally would do. You know, if
I'd say it's
we can make apple butter in a crock pot. I mean, we don't need a... I don't know who the gentleman was that did it before. Kim had that contact.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lives over the hill here. Anderson, I think the name was. But, you know, we just don't have that part, and I'll just make that clear to Ellie. So I guess the other part of it is, do we want kind of this free publicity that LA can get with all her different means of getting out to people?
Well, I mean, I don't even know how to quantify that. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's up to you guys. If you guys want this on your plate and you want to pull it together.
I'd like to do it, but that's me. But the volunteer end is still, and really we don't need that many because we are having parents here too.
It's volunteers to help
find
stuff and clean up. And
yeah.
I don't want to be doing all the cleanup and setup and organizing and printing recipes and all that stuff.
Well, why don't we set it up as a volunteer event and send it out and see what sort of response we get? And if we do that next week,
mm-hmm.
that'd be enough time to decide.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You bet. All right.
And I have copies of notes if anybody wants to read the whole
Sneaking
thing.
Out.
I apologize, I gotta sneak out.
Cool, thanks for coming, Grant.
Is there a way that I can call in so I can...
Yeah, let me forward the contact information to you.
So let's keep moving on. Horn Farm CSA update. You want to talk about any farm updates? Or?
Yeah.
Before you into that night, you got back from
Michigan. It's all right. Yeah, I just got back from vacation in Michigan. The CSA seems to be going really well. I think we've had everything has been pretty abundant each week. The drop off to 7th and George is pretty simple. We have pretty good production out of everything right now. We're able to kind of store some stuff like turnips and kind of rotate those on a every other week basis. Have a lot of fresh greens. The garlic was just harvested. John told me all the garlic was pulled up due to the allium leaf miners, but still really tasty and edible. As far as the John Wright First Friday pizza thing, I think that's, I guess when I go down there today, I can get some feedback on how that's going.
Well, we know we've made about $35 per pizza night so far, which is not huge, but it's also, we're providing them with pizza toppings, and then First Friday, which is tonight, or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow's
Friday, mm-hmm. First Friday.
I thought I screwed it up.
Nope.
Okay.
It's all good. So they sell Horn Farm pizzas on First Friday, and we get half of the proceeds from that. So we've gotten about $35 each night, which is probably more than the value of the produce we gave them. So we're coming out ahead.
Yeah.
And Jim seems to think it will increase as the summer goes on. So we'll see how that goes.
So we're getting half of the money from the people who order Horn Farm pizza.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, half of the profits.
Half of the profits. Yeah, I don't know how they're figuring it out.
You figure wage cost in, and you figure food cost in, and you figure.
Yeah.
And so they don't make very much money.
I don't know. They're only charging $12.50 for a pizza.
How long does this last? What's considered the summer?
Well, until they close their outdoor pizza oven.
Okay.
So when it gets too cold for them to have outdoor seating.
Yeah. Okay.
Know.
So December.
yeah, we'll see. I was down there two Fridays ago, which was not First Friday. It was just a regular Friday pizza night, and it was packed. Like there was standing room. People were standing around the bars eating.
That's why I was surprised it was only $35.
Yeah,
for profit.
Well, so when you go down there and you have their pizza menu, they have 9 different pizzas as
right.
options, and one of those pizzas would be the Horn
Farm.
Okay,
so it is what I asked. It's only the profit on the Horn
Farm
pizza.
Yeah, only
the
Horn Farm pizzas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, I thought it was on all the pizzas.
No, just the Horn Farm
option.
I'll
have to make
okay.
that clear.
So
okay.
everyone goes down there, order your Horn Farm pizza.
So how were the pizzas?
I got a sandwich.
I need to give them another chance.
Their pizzas are good.
I've had their pizzas.
The two times I've been there, the pizzas were raw. When I've been there on a Friday night for pizza,
really?
They don't know how to cook pizzas. But that was 1 and 2 years ago.
I haven't gone, but I had friends report back the same thing.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
The last time I went there and had a pizza, I thought, I'm not doing this again.
I know.
Yeah.
Too. It was expensive, and they didn't put hardly anything on it.
Huh.
Oh, I was very disappointed.
Maybe. Well, we'll see how it goes.
I need to do some recall tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I ordered the wrong pizza, you know, so, but
that's
just my experience.
Huh. Okay. Thank you.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. I'm going to try and turn you up. Go ahead. That's every first Friday.
Okay. This is a clarifying question. Just recently seen that Burning Bridge, which is associated with John Wright's restaurant, is now doing pieces as well. Are you familiar with that? And is there a direct connection between the two restaurants that Burning Bridge can participate as well?
It's worth asking. And they're owned by the same owners.
Yeah. This is something that you're doing with John Wright. I wonder if it's easy enough to transfer over as a
Maybe. I'll look into that.
Cool.
Yep. So yeah, running down the list, we need to move on. The
turn that speaker towards you since you're doing all the talking. Again.
So there's not a ton of new stuff to report Incubator Farm project-wise. We're internship's going well. We're busy scheduling field trips for the internship. They're going to visit four other working farms that are doing things different than we are. And those will happen over the next couple months as those get scheduled. So beekeeping program is going well. Mark's meeting once a month with them. Just installed new hives, are in the process of that. Yeah, so we're going to get Allison's report from her PDC trip, permaculture design course trip to Vermont. You want to jump into that?
Yeah, so I spent 10 days in Vermont at a permaculture design course, which is, we'll call it an ecological design course. What do I want to say? I took a lot of photos. I wanted to put together a slideshow, so I'll do that. I didn't get it finished for today, but it wouldn't have worked with people calling in anyway. So I'm looking forward to sharing photos. I had gone with the idea that I was going to see this property that's about the same size as the Horn Farm Center, and that's where we had most of our classes and where we camped. What I saw was useful, but not in the way that I thought it was going to be useful. So one of the things that we had the opportunity to do is deal with a lot of rain. We got 6 inches of rain in 1 week, and I have to say that a Marmot tent is worth the price. we had a lot of opportunities to do some design work that had to do with moving water to where we wanted it to go. So I feel like that was a really valuable takeaway for me, looking at the Horn Farm property as a whole and thinking about water, which has been one of our priorities in the last couple of years. The design course itself was not as well organized as I would have liked, so it was a pretty intense experience, and I'm glad to be back. I took a lot away from it. I feel like I got a good basis in permaculture design and realize both that I know more than I think I do, and I figured out what I don't know yet and can figure out from here going forward. So I think that's it. That's all I got right now.
Cool. Thanks. Do you want to talk about any admin stuff next? Do you have any... I know you just got back. Did you get any update on the cycle of the solstice? And
I have not any final details, but our numbers were down. I haven't done a debrief with Jason yet. So I know we kept our costs lower this year as well, but we didn't have the same number of riders. So I don't have any good feedback for that'll have to wait until next month or the board meeting. Before I left, I submitted a pre-proposal for a SARE grant. A SARE is a Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Grants, and this is a Northeast program. So that had to do with looking at our woodlands and our riparian buffer area and doing some agroforestry projects within that. That was the gist of the pre-proposal. We'll find out whether we get to submit a full proposal in August. There was something else. Robin Lane of the USDA is coming out next week for our civil rights compliance inspection.
What? Oh, they tell us we need that. Is that how that goes?
Because we had the USDA grant
in
2015 and 16. So this is part of the follow-up, which I think is interesting. They're not looking at any of the projects or what we did with the money, but they're going to check to make sure that we're not discriminating against any groups of people. So I have a week to prepare for that.
Well, we're not discriminating against white or old people looking at this table.
Fair enough.
And I have a mentor for some fundraising, a woman that does planned giving for the Jewish Community Center has agreed to, this is through Leave a Legacy York, has agreed to meet with me a couple times and see what we can do for the Horn Farm Center in terms of planned giving programs.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I'm still playing catch up. Yeah. Still playing catch up. Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. The other thing I'll add, this ties into what Allison just said about that grant, it also ties into community education, is that we are working with Wilson Alvarez on our Woodland project still. He had a group out about 2 weeks ago, actually from Andrew's a football coach, and he had a bunch of his players out doing some work on the farm, but also in the woodlands with Wilson as part of their a year of giving, I think the program is called?
Six months
of giving program that the team is participating in, so they were out, they may end up being back.
Yep.
But we're looking at the Woodland Project and expanding sort of the community education side of it. We're talking with Wilson right now about starting a Woodland Stewardship internship similar to our farming internship for folks that want to understand how to regenerate woodlands, the ecology of forests, and how that ties into the actual working farm as a whole system, and in the future it's expanding out into the agroforestry side of things. And so we're hoping to have Wilson out here on a more regular basis to be working up there. We've been doing trail building and getting that woodland a little more accessible. We're also hoping to tie the hunters into that so they can understand what we're doing in the woodlands and participate and also get some of their volunteer hours in.
I just had some questions for doing that, like just from my own exploration up there. What I noticed last night and this morning coming down that one field right above there is the big gobbler guy. Turkey gobbler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a turkey
guy
field.
Hanging out up there. And I just want, so I know making that accessible for teaching people, but also I have a question that keeps bubbling up inside of me is, how is that affecting our wildlife on the farm that plays a role in that natural ecosystem to start doing that? Is that going to disperse it? How's that going
Well, one of the huge points of doing this is to actually increase the wildlife and increase biodiversity and make it a habitat in addition to just being a damaged woodland, which is what it is now.
Okay.
So we want to create healthy corridors for predator mammals to come through, like foxes and things. They help on the farm. They've done studies to show that woodlands that have wild, or farms that have wild or semi-wild areas bordering them actually make more money, because if we have better habitat for things like predator mammals and predator birds, then they come in and help us with pest control.
I guess that's what I was wondering, since we have them, and I know they can naturally do those things, what's our point then? Because we get in there and manage more, so we're bringing that aspect in more.
Right.
Of managing, rather than allowing, what's the part that they would do naturally without us intervening or intervening less?
You should come to Wilson's trainings.
Okay. Maybe I need to do that. That's,
yeah, so we have, so the idea is actually to understand the interplay between the woodland and the wildlife and the humans, and understand that it's all connected, and encourage that and not create this artificial separation.
I guess that's what I need to understand, that humans aren't going in another dominant position. So
actually,
I need to understand.
We've pushed out the bigger mammals over time that used to have a role and a function, and the way that we're approaching this is called disturbance-based forest management, and it has at its root that the human being is taking on the role of the excluded animals. So we're expediting the restoration of health to the ecosystem. Rather than being a detriment, we're actually fulfilling our natural role, which is cooperation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I do need to take a course in.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll leave it at that, unless anyone has any other questions. Any other whirlwind stuff, or?
Yes, but no.
Anybody on the phone have questions or comments or topics? Is anyone still with us?
I'm still here. I don't have any questions.
thank you.
I'm still here as well. Fascinating program. I look to learn more about it.
That's Brandon.
Oh,
yeah, we would love to. We would love to pull you.
He stayed with us.
Yeah. Cool.
So it's just because since I'm asking and I'm wondering because maybe other folks would be interested as well from what the question I was asking. So what course is it with? I know Wilson's doing a couple. Which one is it that I would want to take to learn more about what I was asking?
Well, we don't have anything on the calendar right now, but he's going to be doing volunteer days once a week, and probably the best way to learn is to learn by doing and working alongside him.
Okay.
And that's something we'll be putting on the website that you can look at the dates and sign up for. We're meeting with Wilson on Monday to talk specifics on that.
Okay.
And then as far as this Woodland Stewardship internship, that's not been fleshed out yet. So that's...
It's there on the board.
Yeah, we have notes.
Well, that's the beginning of things coming into being as they get written on the board.
It's in our brains right now. Okay. We're gonna be hopefully fleshing that out soon so that we could kind of start that toward the end of the season in the fall when... It's really easy to get into the woodlands in the fall
mm-hmm.
and to start doing work in the dormant time of year.
Makes
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Is Monday a work day? Is he going to be out there?
No,
he...
Monday's just a meeting, a day
okay.
for him to discuss what we're going to do.
Okay.
Because
I'm definitely looking at possibly getting some more kids back.
Yeah.
There was some interest from a couple kids. So.
Yeah, we've had a couple different work days with kids in the woods. We've had Andrew's kids in the football team. We've had the entire 10th grade from York Country Day School was up there doing work with him. And on those work days, like, that's been everyone's favorite place to work. And people just like being in the woods. So it's also very cool in there during the hot summer days. So. All right.
John, does the Woodland program have a write-up? Is it on your Horn Farm calendar, or is it... It's too early for that yet.
Too early for that, but it's coming. I would absolutely love to get your input and feedback on that when we put that together. So, as much as you want to be involved in that, you're more than welcome. But I'll make sure you see that.
Okay.
And we can go from there.
Okay, happy to
talk
more.
He is a woodland steward, after all.
Yeah, that is your day job, right? Awesome. All right, well, if no one has anything else, I will just say thank you all for participating and being here, and we'll see y'all next month, if not before.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
I also learned a lot about humanure.
Nice.